Victory. We win. We win.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. We thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. It's a day of victory. We win. Amen. This is the last day of this very first spiritual warfare conference. We're going to have another one later on in the year by the declaration of the Lord. But tonight, we are going to experience a word from God that will move us into another realm by the Spirit of the living God. And I trust that you are ready to hear the word of the Lord tonight. I was going to show you a poster for next Sunday evening, which we are calling our Tehillah Night. But by the end of this service tonight, I'm certain I'll have it for you. It's going to be a night of just worshiping God. Hallelujah. A tremendous time in the presence of God. And I want you to be ready for it. Because after every victory, there's got to be a celebration. Amen? So that's going to be our celebration night. Our Tehillah night. Tehillah in the Hebrew means praise, and it also represents the word glory. So it's going to be a glorious night of praise, worship, and adoration. I'm excited about it. And shortly after that, the weekend of April, the first weekend of April, we are going to have our Good God conference. It is finished. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is going to do in our lives tonight. And at this time, I'm going to introduce our worship team. They're going to lead us in praise and worship. And right after that, I'll be back to introduce to you our special guest speaker tonight from the great land of Tanzania. This man of God is an extraordinary man who's gone through a lot of experiences. He's battled many battles, and he knows what he's talking about when we talk about spiritual warfare. So get ready to be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Worship team.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We're going to sing a new one.
We're walking around these walls. I thought by now they'd won't last.
You never failed me yet.
we have embarked on this journey, learning the principles of spiritual warfare. And tonight, I am so honored and privileged to have a mighty man of God from the great country of Tanzania. I met this mighty man of God, this general of faith, quite a few years ago, and we've been friends for a stretch. I've spoken for him and had tremendous times in his country. And today it's my great honor and privilege to introduce you to him. Apostle Benan Fernandez pastors a great church in Jerusalem. And he has a television network that's covering the continent and into other continents called the Agape Television Network. Today, this one who has conquered principalities to be able to establish a ministry, a network that is penetrating into the heavenlies, is today going to share with us some spiritual truth about spiritual warfare. But before I release him to talk with you and share with us, let me just say hello to him. How are you doing, my brother?
Well, I'm doing very, very fine, Dr. Mike. It's so nice to see you.
So great to see you, my brother and my friend. You know, it's been a great time knowing you, and we both have, because when we are in the spirit, when we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, we never die. And we both embrace a spiritual father together, Papa Maurice Cerullo, and you served under his ministry covering East Africa with, you know, as a director of his ministry there, and have done great and mighty things. You've traveled the globe ministering the word of God and touching lives in powerful ways. And such an honor and a privilege to have you here. I've had you in our Toronto church, but here in Winnipeg, they've never seen you or heard from you. And so we are so thrilled that we can experience your ministry tonight. We've had two powerful days already, and you're gonna be just the icing on the cake today and helping us to establish the principles of the kingdom of God.
Yes. Dr. Mike, it's really has been a great privilege to have known you through the ministry of Dr. Maurice Cerullo. Yeah, I've been with Dr. Maurice Cerullo since 1982. And it was through his ministry that I came to recognize the hunger and the desire for me to serve God. I was somebody that was going to church, but you know, when I got in contact with this ministry of Dr. Maurice Cerullo, and he taught us. One of the greatest things I've learned in his ministry is spiritual warfare. Mm. And so when you told me that you want me to teach about spiritual warfare, it's part of my life. And I just want to say thank you for making known to you and to your precious wife. You have been such a wonderful example to many, many. You have no idea, standing on the pulpit of Dr. Maurice Cerullo behind the scenes, and a lot of people have appreciated your ministry and love. And even when you came down to Africa, to East Africa, besides Dr. Maurice Cerullo and serving together with him, you know, it's a privilege to be serving under such an anointing that breaks yokes and sets captives free. And I believe today in this, today we're going to see something happen. We're going to see the anointing that breaks yokes break, not just we talk about it, we're going to see it break yokes in people's lives this evening as the people open their hearts to receive the unadulterated word of God that has power and anointing to set people free. So I'm so glad to be in Winnipeg right now. Thank God for social media. I'm in Winnipeg talking to the people all over the world that are watching this program. I want to say life and will bring transformation to your life. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Take it and just take us into the realm that God wants to take us tonight. Thank you so very much for sharing this time with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I release you to
My
God.
dear friends, beloved brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever you're watching, whether it's in Canada, whether it's in the USA, whether it is in Africa, you know what I believe deep in my heart, that God is a spirit. And because God is a spirit, he can reach out to you right where you are. All that God is looking for is a person with a willing heart who can say, "Yes, Lord, I want to listen. I will hear. I will obey." And if you can just have that openness in your spirit, I promise you today will be a day of change, a day of victory, a breakthrough that you have desired to experience. All I want to say is the anointing is already in this place. This anointing that breaks yokes is over you. And if you can just lift those hands up to the Father and say, "Father, I am here. Father, I am here." The Bible says, "Where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is there in the midst of them. The Almighty One is there. El Shaddai is right next to you. The faithful one, the one that was dead but is now alive, holding the keys of death and Hades. Oh, Father. Oh, my God, we worship you. We worship you. Oh, my God and my King, you are the Alpha. What you begin in your people, you are the Omega you shall accomplish. What you purposed in your people, oh God, you surely shall accomplish this very day. We thank you. Father, I surrender myself. Father, I surrender myself to you. Let not be my words, but Lord, let it be the revelation of heaven that will come upon your people. Open your eyes of your understanding. Let them see and recognize that this world is real. The spiritual world is real. Let them know the truths and walk in it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Friends, I just want to say to you, I come from a small village called Tanga in the land of Tanzania, the highest mountain in Africa. I hope you all know it is called Kilimanjaro. And I want you to, the place I come from is a very densely witchcraft city that when you see people walk in the streets, you might not even believe that there could be a man or it could be a woman. I come from a place that if you kick a coconut shell, the coconut shell would speak, "Don't you want me?" You might not understand what I'm saying because you might have not experienced it. But I've experienced these things that are in our city. a woman, a beautiful woman, walks like a coconut tree. It's actually a coconut tree, but it turns to become a beautiful, fair, blonde woman. You ask yourself, is it real? My neighborhood are full of witch doctors, full of witch doctors. People can come into the city. My town is called Tanga, or my place where I really live is called Chumba Geni, meaning visitors that come to that location disappear. So whoever comes from any other place, from inland to the coastal place, because this is a coastal place, would just disappear. And so my struggle or my fight was, Lord, is this really, really real? And I decided to seek the face of God. And I just want you to know that as God is real, the Bible tells us God is a spirit. You and me are spirit beings. We have been created in that very image of God. If you look at me, you don't see me, you see my body. But in this body, the actual Vernon is inside, which is unseen. And that is why God puts a demand in the book of John 4 and verse 24, that God is looking for true worshipers that shall worship him in spirit and then in truth. Men, wherever they may be in this world, you can be educated. You can have all your degrees in your life you want. You can have anything that you desire. You have can have cars, you can have the money, but you need to recognize you're a spirit being. And when you recognize that you're a spirit being, you're going to then know that there is a real warfare. The war that you're facing is nothing to do with natural things. The devil is real. He is living. Many Christians have looked down upon the power of the devil, and they think that the devil has been destroyed, and they think that the devil has no power. But let me tell you, the devil has power, but his power is limited. You and me who are born from above, the Bible says our spirits get born again. And because our spirits get born again, we now have a right. Listen to me carefully. Because you are born again, you now have the right to the covenant promises of God. Every promise of God that God has promised is yours. Now, the devil's duty, can you open our Bibles? I'm going to read one, two scriptures here so that you may understand. Okay, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Look what it says. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, I want you to understand this carefully. The Bible says the God of this world. His assignment in this world is to do what? Is to blind the minds. Of whom? That's the devil's duty, is to blind our minds. That we should not believe in these promises of God. That's the assignment of the devil. To make you believe that God does not care for you. To make you believe that God is the one that wants you sick. To make you believe that God wants you to be poor. He has blinded our minds. See, when you understand what we are going through, that there is a war, and this war is real. And where is the war in? The war is in our minds. The war is not against your wife or your husband or your children or against the government. The devil hits our minds to make us doubt the promise of God. The devil makes us to look at the circumstances of this world and make us believe that this circumstance that we are going through is so big. And we make us believe that it is there and it will never change. I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. That circumstance that you're facing must change. Jesus said, you shall say to this mountain, I don't care what type of mountain you have. However big it may be, whether it is the spirit of death, whether it is the spirit of cancer, whether it is spirit of sugar diabetes, whether it is the spirit of corona, I don't care. All I know, God's word is true. And what God has said, He will bring it. He will bring it to accomplishment. Not you. You don't need to worry. That is why I said that circumstance, that mountain that you're facing right now, I want you to know it is going to move. It has to move. And I'm going to show you it has the ability. It has a voice. It will listen to your voice. And as we declare to that mountain to move, it will move. I have no doubt. I want you to understand me carefully. I now recognize and I tell you without a doubt, the entire world is facing a war. The war is between God and Satan. The war is between good and evil. The war is not against your wife. The war is not against your children. The war is not against your boss. The war is spiritual. And if you know that the war is spiritual, then I want you to understand this carefully. Open up 1 John 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Listen to this carefully. You are of God. I declare and that you are of God. Little children, and have overcome them. That's all I want you to see it. And have overcome them. understand the word is them. Understand there are things out there that have been assigned to block you. Then there is an assignment. There's an assignment for you always just to get angry or get annoyed. There's an assignment for you just to be frustrated. This is an assignment by the devil that are sent to destroy you. So you got to understand, this is an assignment. And says you got to overcome them. That means there are things that are in the spiritual world. You have things that are around about you that you got to recognize. Stop blaming people. Recognize that this is a war. Recognize that there's somebody behind it. And when you recognize it, you'll be able to fight it. Why so many people don't like spiritual warfare? Because they don't see the battle. They don't see, they think, oh, everybody is struggling, everybody is sick, or everybody has diabetes, and the whole family has died with high blood pressure. But they have no idea that there are assignments. There are assignments. There is a whole group of demonic forces that's been assigned over you. If you don't see it, you'll never fight. How can you get into a battle when you don't see your enemy? Let me give you two examples, maybe three examples. The first example I want to give it to you is this. When we wanted to start the television station, in my country, television began in 1994. 1987, God spoke to me on the beach, saying, son, I want you to start out a Christian TV station in Tanzania, and I want you to take my glory, and I want you to let them see. I want every home to see my glory. I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand because at that time there was no TV stations. I want you to take my glory and put it into people's homes. I had no idea. Okay, I began. Then when TV began, that's in my country, this urge came up to me. Oh, yes, this is what God wants me to do. The TV stations, there were four TV stations that began. And I tried to go and use my head. I went to every TV station to ask for a permission if I could buy airtime. And everyone said to me, among the three, I went to the first one, was a Christian, owned by a Christian man. And he said, no, we don't allow Christian programs on our TV station. A Christian man. I said, okay. I went down to the Hindu guy who on the Hindu station, and asked, I want to preach on the station. I was willing to pay. He said, no, we've given particular people to speak every Sunday. So you're not in the list. Then I went to the third place. And this time I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And this place was a Muslim man who owned this TV station. And so I said, God, you said to me, you want me to take your glory into people's homes. And I decided now, in my natural mind, I knew this Muslim man is a staunch Muslim. How am I going to get into the TV station? So I decided to go into fasting and into prayer. And I went in and started fighting against principalities. I went in and started fighting against powers. I went in and began fighting against rulers of darkness that ruled the city and ruled our town. And then I said, okay. God said, now you go. So I went and saw the marketing manager. This marketing manager, oh my, comes from your very town, Mike. Canada. She was a Canadian who was leading the marketing department. And she says to me, listen, I know you're a Christian, but if you can pay $1,000 per hour, per half hour, I know my boss needs money. If you can pay, I know he'll allow you in. I said, fine. I was paying $1,000 an hour, and half an hour program on TV. But you got to understand, these two other stations, a Christian guy refused. The Hindu said, you're not in the list. I then understood there is a bunch of demonic forces trying to block me. Guys, friends that are hearing me today, you got to understand there is a bunch of demonic forces that are blocking your blessings. You are about so-and-so, you're arguing about so-and-so. No, there is a bunch of demonic forces. He said, and they overcame them. You have to overcome. Nobody else is going to fight your battle. Not your pastor, not your prophet, not your bishop. You have to take the responsibility. They shall worship me in spirit. And then he says, and in truth. You got to know the truth. The truth is, you are not a sinner. The truth is, man is not the sinner. The first sinner is not man. Many people think, and the devil has made people think, that the first sinner is Adam or Eve. But the first sinner is Lucifer. We got to see it. He is the one that waged war against God and wanted to become like God. And so he's been thrown down from heaven, and now he's on earth with his demonic forces that are in operation. And they are called to frustrate. They are called to block you. They are called, and they're going to use men. Read the Bible, read Psalms, and you'll understand how these demonic forces would enter the friends, the people of the Jews, try to frustrate David. Try to kill David. It was not them. It was the demons that entered the people's lives. And so you got to recognize there is a spiritual warfare. There is a war that is going on. And if you don't understand this, you are going to be the most frustrated person. But the moment you understand, you will arise. And you'll get into battle. And you'll begin to fight. But if you don't recognize it, you have no idea. I applied for my license to get a TV license in 1995. And they took my application, they kept it in, and they hid my application. 96, I went and I've asked 1 full year is gone, why haven't I got my license? 97, they said, no, to me, you know, you got to show us where you're going to build and you have to have the money. So I bought a property. 98, nothing, my file was lost. 1999, they couldn't find my file. In the year 2000, think of it. I want you to understand that there is a war. In the year 2000, my whole board made me sit down. They call in a meeting. They made me sit down and they asked me, did I really hear from God? And you not want to know? The chairman of my board was my elder sister, who is in Canada, in Toronto, my elder sister. She says to me, and with all the rest of the people, did really God speak to you? You know, to have a TV station, you need $2.8 million just to begin it. And you don't even have $2,000 in your account. How can you start out a TV station? So I'm showing you that you may to understand it was my board that blocked me. But just before that, before the board, I had gone into 40 days fasting. And I would be fighting against these demonic forces. Now understand me clearly. There are four dimensions of demonic forces. There are four dimensions. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter 6. I know you all know these scriptures by heart, but I want you to see something today here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. And verse 11, we say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the violence of the devil. Look what it says. The first thing says you've got to put on the whole armor of God. And then secondly, he says, why could you put on this whole armor? Because you got to stand against the vials of the devil. The devil is real. They are vials of his. The Bible says he's seeking someone to devour. He's out there. The devil is real. Don't allow any person to deceive you. The war is real. Then it goes on. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do not ever think your husband or your wife or your daughter or your son or your neighbor is your enemy. They are not your enemy. But the devil has to use them. He cuts inside them. He gets in their flesh and begins to operate. Now he says here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I want you to understand. Do not remove the scripture. Listen carefully. We have to start from the lowest. He says, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Look and think. In every place around the globe, there is a particular demon, a particular atmosphere that operates, a spirit of wickedness that operates in a high place. You got to understand, if you come to your home and every time in your home there is war, that means there is an assignment. Over your home, there is a spirit of wickedness, of hatred, of misunderstanding, hovering over your home. You got to see it. If you don't see it, you'll start blaming your wife, you'll start blaming your children, you'll start blaming everybody. So the lowest level, this level is for children, very small, who just got born again. This is the level you got to fight against. It says spiritual wickedness in high places or heavenly places. And then it says you're fighting against what it says. The next one says here. It says against rulers of darkness. Now you got to understand the word ruler is now he's taking a bigger place, a bigger place. A ruler is over an area. When you understand this, I give an example. One of my friends, he was sick. And so wherever he was staying in where I come from Tanga, he told me here, you know, the weather is not good for you. So we're going to send you into a cooler area, into Arusha. So they sent him to Arusha, and in Arusha, he also got sick. And then one day when I was praying, the Lord opened my eyes to see that the ruler of my area that was causing the sickness to take place sent a file God opened my eyes to see when we decided, when the doctors decided to send him to another cooler place because they're using your head. I saw in the spiritual world that this ruler took the file and gave the ruler of the city of Arusha the file. So you could understand, you can leave one place because you think nothing is working. Wherever you go, your file will be sent. So don't run away from your problem. I am telling you today, sit down and face your trouble. Don't run away from it. Stand and fight. If you run away from one city to another city, that problem you faced will always follow you. They will send your file. And you wonder, look at the people. I minister when I come to America. I minister in the States. And when I minister to the Tanzanians that are in America. And when I go and minister out there, I see the same demonic forces that are in Tanzania operating in these people in America. And then they tell me, the demons say, all we did was we were given by the ruler of darkness out there. They were given your file. And so we had to handle you. Friends, I don't know who I'm talking to today. Don't run away. Face the problem. Fight the battle. And you will win. The third area, which I want to show, I'm showing you, is against the four powers that we're fighting. Now it says against powers. These are powers. These have the controlling spirits. And the final one is the principalities. The principal thing in life, the principal thing that every human being wants is money. So if you cannot fight the spiritual wickedness, don't expect to get a promotion to fight against the rulers of darkness. If you cannot fight the rulers of darkness, don't expect the promotion to fight against the powers. If you cannot fight the powers, you cannot come and fight against the principalities that control the world. And this is why you find many Christians and many pastors are struggling financially, because we fail to fight the principalities. Telling you today, may God open your eyes to see. I did it. I know it. I know what I fought to start out. The first Christian television station in Africa was a challenge. But I did it. I fought against the powers. And God gave me the breakthrough. Today in my country, the president respects me. Why? Because he knows I pray. I don't fight against this demonic, these people, the small spirits. I fight against principalities. When COVID came into Tanzania last year in March, the president called us and said, Apostle, we want you to pray. Because he recognized we're not fighting against this spirit, this disease. We're fighting against a demon. And we fought it. We got together for 30 days in prayer and fasting. We fought against the spirit. I want you to understand, you got to see. If you don't see it, you won't win you won't have your victory. So there is a war. And you got to understand. Hear me carefully today. Hear this and let it get into your being. If you want to see victory in your life, you've got to understand there is a battle that you're fighting. There is a war that is real. It's real out there, but it's not against flesh and blood. You got to overcome them. You are a child of God. You got to overcome. And God has given you the power, and God has given you the ability to overcome every demonic force that is out against you. You can fight wicked spirits. You can fight rulers of darkness. You can fight powers. You can fight principalities. And every time you win, you are elevated to another dimension in the spirit. Now, what is the problem? The problem comes is submission. Submission. The devil has used submission. Eve submitted to the voice of the devil. What voice are you submitting to? What are those voices you're submitting to? You say, my wife cannot change. You see, you know, I'm going to die. I don't think so, I'm going to get a job. Those are voices you're submitting to. And the moment you submit to a voice, you give it control over your life. Stop submitting to voices. James 4 and verse 7, submit to God. Submit to the word of God. Submit to what God says. And when you submit to God and his word, look what happens. You cannot resist the devil if you don't submit yourselves to God. You cannot fight this battle. It's impossible for you to fight the battle if you don't want to obey the voice of God. If God says forgive, and you don't want to forgive, don't expect to fight the devil. If God says give your tithes, and you don't want to pay your tithes, don't expect to fight the devil. If the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself, and you say, no, I hate him. Look what he's doing. He's making all this noise every morning. Don't expect. He who yields, in the book of, I want to read one scripture. It's in the book of Romans 6:16. Romans 6 and verse 16. Okay, it says this. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. The key word is what? Who are you yielding to? What are you yielding to? What voice are you yielding to? Because if you yield to sin, you'll be a sinner. If you yield to sickness, you'll be sick. If you yield to prosperity, you will be prosperous. If you yield to what God said, you will succeed. Submit yourself to God. Submit. Friends, I'm telling you, you cannot win the battle if you don't want to submit. Eve submitted herself to the devil and gave the devil the dominion over mankind. Through one man, sin came into the world, and all men sinned because of one. You can make your family great if you decide to stand and yield to God and submit yourself to God. It doesn't matter whether your family came out with a sickness, or your family has demonic forces in their lives, or there's a type of sickness that's tormenting them. Let me tell you, if you come as a man or you come as a woman and stand in the gap between the family tree and say, you spirit of sickness, you will no more carry on in the family. You stand and block it. God said, I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a man who can stand in the gap. We are called to be priests. A priest is one who stands before God on behalf of man. My dear friends, Jesus came. Let me go to you and say this. When we decided to do spiritual warfare for a whole month in Tanzania, from March to the end of March to the end of April, together with unity, we prayed against the spirit of corona. You know, it's the only nation in the world that's refused corona. And the spirit of corona had been broken of our country. And we've been living together. The spirit of fear of corona was just broken. I want you to know today. And after we finished breaking the spirit of corona, I told the pastors, I said, now we want to release the spirit of success and prosperity. And suddenly, the next week, it was the week of Pentecost. The next week after we released the Holy Spirit to fall upon our country and we declared our country blessed, the very next week, one man, he was mining Tanzanites, got 13 kilos, one piece of 13 kilos. He became a billionaire in a night. You can understand, we're not fighting against human beings. We're not fighting against any government. We're fighting against the devil. We got to overcome him. We just got to overcome him. Now, we're going to do something today. I want us to understand. We're going to fight. Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to fight this war? You said, but I can't. No, you can. Let's go back to 1 John 4 and verse 4. 1 John 4 and verse 4. What does the Bible say? Yes, 1 John 4. Look what it says. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. I want you today to declare, even though I be a child, just a small child, I have the power to overcome every demonic force. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Whatever is out there, whatever demonic forces that are out in the world out there, whatever assignment that's been assigned over you, over your family, over your business, whatever it may be, over your church, I want you to know, God has put the spirit of an overcomer. Don't accept failure. Don't accept to fail. There's not one place in the Bible, not one place, that God planned failure for men. God says, we shall always triumph. We shall always triumph. That means every moment, every second in your life, there's the power for you to triumph over. Don't accept to be a failure. God has never called you to be a failure. God said, you are more than a conqueror. But what you must do? For us to wage war. I had an accident last week and I had to go to the police station to report the accident. And the police station is on the main road. So you go in the police station, but outside there is traffic going on. And so there were some other people had some problems. The police stopped them. And so this lady, she was dealing with my papers, and suddenly she was called outside, and she had left her helmet or her cap on the table, and then she went up to the gate, and suddenly she comes back, and she says to me, you know what, I'm not allowed to go out of the out of the station without my hat. And then suddenly down to me, she said, if I go out with my station of the station without my hat, I have no authority. So she came back, took her hat, wore it, and went out. How many Christians today go out of their station without their hat? We take it for granted. We just take it for granted. No. If the world keeps to the laws of the world, and she says, I can't, I have no authority out on the road. We get up in the morning, we don't even pray. Jesus, hear me carefully. People say, oh, Jesus won the battle with the devil after he came out of being baptized and he went to the wilderness. No, my friends, the Bible tells us daily, Jesus went up to the mountain. We don't want to pray. We want somebody to pray for us. No, time, church, for you to pray, for you to get up in the morning and pray. You go out without a hat. You go out without your authority. You're going to get beaten. That is why the Bible says that we should wear the whole armor of God. God has given us the armor, his rules, his regulations that we need to wear if you want to win the battle. The first thing he says, put on the belt of truth. We have to have truth. That's where we stand. I tell people, many people today are Christians in the spirit. They're only born again. Their spirits are born again. But they have no truth in them. God is not looking for Christians who are in the spirit. No, God is looking for Christians who are in spirit and worship him in truth. You've got to have the truth. What is the truth? I am a son of God. I have dominion like my father. What is the truth? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. What is the truth? My God will never leave me nor forsake me. What is the truth? Though I pass to the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no evil. That's the truth. We fail to hold on to the truth. Church, wear the truth. Today, most of the people fail because they don't have the truth in them. You shall know the truth, and the truth that you know. So you have to come to a place of knowing what truth do you know. Oh, everyone in my family is sick, so I should be sick. That's not the truth. Jesus came, the Bible says, Jesus came to take away our infirmities. Jesus came to take away our curses. By the stripes, you were healed. You know, that's what the devil has done. He's blinded our minds. We shouldn't be, this is for the past. No, it works even till today. Till today, it operates, it functions. Truth is there. You need to stand and you need to see that the war is real. And when you see that the war is real, you will fight this battle. May God help us. May God stir up in you to arise, to begin to fight against them. Remember, you're going to overcome them, but you need to stand up and rise up against them. What is there before you? What is standing up before you? What is blocking you? You're going to rise up and you're going to fight it. Don't say, no, you know, this is how we are. This is what God created me to be. No. My friend, you're looking at some men today. This man you're looking at died. Do you hear that, what I said? You got to understand, the government in my country said there's no corona. And then in November onwards, the government allowed people to get into the country. And so people came in and they came with the virus. And because everyone in the country was Now, okay, it is allowing everybody, no one wears a mask. There was no washing of hands. There was, you would sit down with everybody. I used to go for meetings and preaching to meetings, and people would come and give me hugs. I don't have a mask, nothing. And so I got the hold of the virus. And now, understand me, 47 years, I've never been in hospital. Why? Because I knew my body is God's temple. If this is God's temple, he's got to protect his body. So I would fight every time of sickness that would hit my body. I would fight. I've never been in hospital for 47 years. So now I go. I feel myself weak. I feel tired. It's not normal. And then I start coughing. And my wife tells me, you better go to the hospital. I said, no, I don't want to go to hospital. You know, I don't go to hospital. You know, I don't have medicines. You know, I was this stubborn old Pentecostal. I refused to take medicine. I refused to take anything. I was just drinking warm water. And my condition grew worse. And then my wife called one of my best friends, Bishop. And the Bishop called me and began to talk to me. And then he said to me, listen, my brother, I have highly respect on him. And he says to me, brother, I myself go to hospital and I have a personal doctor. I advise you to go to hospital. And you know what I did? I went to hospital around 1 a.m. Why? Because everybody knows me. I'm on television. I'm live on television. I pray for the sick. Every week people get healed. And here am I going to the hospital. And I go to the hospital. And so they checked me. And they said, you know, okay, we'll just give you some medicine and go back home. I went back home. One day later, I'm still coughing and I'm still having this terrible headaches, you know, coughing nonstop. I feel very weak. I go back to the next day to the hospital. And they said, listen, we're going to put you in you're going to stay in hospital. They checked my lungs. My two lungs were crumpled like paper. My oxygen level went down. Just imagine, my oxygen level went down to 88. Suddenly, I lost myself. I recognized. All I was saying, God, God, this is your temple. God, this is your temple. If you want to take me home, fine, but this is your temple. But just me. I don't belong to this body anymore. It's his body. I gave him my body. I gave him my life. And so the doctors were not allowed to tell people that they have corona. And then they couldn't give me any. There was no injections out there. And so I died. And when I died, I went up into the heavens. And I saw how good and great and glorious heaven was. And down, as I looked down, I saw I have a beautiful Mercedes Benz. And then I looked at it down and I saw it's like dung, dirty. I saw my TV station. The station is beautiful outside, but when I looked down, it was like dung. I looked at people around who had all these good things and I saw all dung. Then I looked at my coffin. There was a coffin out there and people started crying. And then some people were smiling, happy because I died. And here am I now before the Father. I said, Father, what do you want? I'd like to stay with you. He says, no, you've not finished your work. And suddenly I come back into my body. I want to tell you, heaven is real. All we have is like dung, nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all is compared to the glory that is up in heaven. Nothing. That's why I can now say, when the rich young man, when Jesus said, go and sell all you have, he thought he had all this stuff. He failed to sell because he looked at himself with all the money he made. He could not recognize what God had prepared in glory. Friends, what is your money? Your money is nothing. I'm telling you, your money is nothing. When we tell you to give an offering, you squeeze your two fingers together and take out the smallest amount of money you have. That's not an offering. That's not an offering. You are too stingy. God has, look, listen, I came to recognize this carefully. Listen to me carefully. You know, when you don't experience it, you don't know it. We read the scripture that man is a breath. I struggled to speak a word. I had no breath in me. I struggled to speak one word. I couldn't. I couldn't speak one word. There was no oxygen in me. That's when I recognized, why does God say you will be give an account of every word you speak? Every word. We shall give an account of it. It hit me so hard because I struggled to speak one word. Right now I can speak. You speak, everybody speaks because they don't know. They don't know that they're going to be given account. That's why we have too much pride in us. It's mine. We have this big pride in us because we have no idea that we are just bread. I don't know. I can preach to you guys. But I want to tell you, you will give an account of everyone you speak. Urge you today, submit your life. Be true to him. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing that God withhold from the righteous. Nothing. From the time I'm back in this body and from the time I'm out of hospital, I see my life in a different manner. There's no weapon. No weapon. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Every tongue shall rise up. I have so much boldness. I'm not scared of debt. I'm not scared of a government. I'm not scared of any policeman. Because I know who lives in me. I know greater than he that is in me. I know I can overcome all of them. All, put them together, I can overcome. I tested that. It couldn't kill me. I want you to know, fear not. Fear not. I want us to pray. I hope we can pray together. I want us to do some declarations. I want you to look at your family. And I want you to look at every type of weakness that is in your family. And I want you to reject it. I said, you need to overcome. If it's the spirit of fornication, you got to speak to it. It's the spirit of adultery or getting married, having children before marriage, speak to that spirit. If it's the spirit of not being successful, speak to it. It's a real war. It's a real war. You are born of God for one purpose, to overcome. How many? All of them. Every situation in your life, you're born to overcome. Why? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater. Greater. You have in you a power. You have in you an anointing. You have it. It's in you. It is there. To give you victory. It's there. Greater works shall you do. Greater. So I want you to lift those hands up first of all. And first thank God that you can speak. Thank God that you can breathe. Thank God that He's given you this ability to stand. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, Father, I give you praise. I thank you for everyone's life that's watching this program. I thank you for every one of them, for the breath that you've given him, the ability to speak, the ability to talk, the ability to commune. I thank you, Father God. Father, you know every one of them by name. You know all their struggles. And I taught them today that they have to fight. And I taught them that the war is real. And I taught them, my God, that you came to this world to destroy the works of the evil one. Father, every work of evil that is operating in your lives. Come on, church. I want you to speak. He says you got to speak to the mountain. Speak to that mountain that's in your life. Begin to speak to it. Begin to command that spirit of wickedness that has been operating in your family. Begin to speak to those demons that come in the night and try to torment you, or try to torment your children, or try to torment your husband. Begin to speak to them. The only power we as Christians have is ability to speak the word. Speak. When you speak, it will penetrate. It will go past the natural world into the spiritual world where the war is. The war is not in the natural. The war is behind what the people are doing, behind what is being operating in your homes. Father, I pray, open your eyes now to see this war is real. Open your eyes, my God, so that they can rise up and fight. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lord, give them an ability to fight. Let them not give up. I pray for a new strength to come upon them, my God, a new boldness to rise upon them, my Father God. I pray your anointing to be upon them, my Father. Your anointing that breaks yokes, Lord. Let it break those yokes in your homes, over your children, over the families, over the generation. Lord, I pray every demonic plan that was planned in your homes, you spirits, you ancestral spirits, you altars that had demands in your homes, I nullify you. We speak to you, altars. You have no more voice in those homes anymore. No more voices or no more demands in those homes, because the blood purchased that family, the blood purchased that life. Father, we break those spirits. Father, we break those spirits. Father, we break those demands. The ancestry demands, we break them. We break them. We break them. We break them in the name of Jesus. Father, every demonic force that has been hindering and lingering around your homes, around the families, every demonic force that has attached themselves to the houses, my God, today we speak to you, demonic forces of hatred, demonic forces of envy, demonic forces of jealousy, demonic forces of bitterness. We speak to you. You will get out of those homes. You will get out of those families in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, the lust of the eyes. Lord, the lust of the eyes has controlled many, many homes. The lust of the flesh, the spirit of adultery, the spirit of fornication, the spirit of uncleanness, the spirit of homosexualism, the spirit of lesbianism. Lord, we speak to it now in the name of Jesus. Come on, speak to the spirits. If you don't speak, they cannot listen. You have to speak. You got to be bold. You got to speak to them. God is waiting for you. They will take your command. When you know that this war is real. You're fighting against them. You're fighting against them. This war, you got to push back this darkness. You got to push back this darkness in your home. You got to push back this darkness. You have to push. No one is going to push it for you. No one is going to push for you. Don't depend on a pastor. Don't depend on an apostle. You got to do it. You are a child of God. You got to overcome them. You got to push them back. There's a great breakthrough going to come in your life if you will stand today and you will be bold. Stand, stand, stand and fight. You can. You won't die. You can. You won't be beaten. You will win, but you got to fight. And after the battle, you shall still stand. I promise you, that's the promise of God. You shall still stand. Fear not. Fight it. Fight every spirit. I pray for the bishops and I pray for the pastors that operate churches. Every spirit that's tried to destroy the church. Every spirit that's tried to come into elders and into the leadership to bring destruction. I speak to you, demonic forces. You will bow. You will bow. We push your assignments out of the church. Every kind of misunderstanding among the leadership, we push you out. We know you, devil. We know what you've been trying to operate in the churches to try to cause confusion. Instead of having unity, you cause confusion. Today we push you back. We push you out of the church. We push you out of the leadership in the name of Jesus. Sakanda lolobo, rando lobo sakanda, mokorianda lalabashoko, mindo lolobo korianda lalabashakanda. Every type of division that is coming to the churches, I break your hold. I break your hold. You will have no control anymore in these churches. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. We push you back. In the name of Jesus, Shokumarianda, Yekirianda la mama, Rakadianda la baba korianda. Oh my God, my God, my God. We call for the redemption. We call for redemption. Lord, this is our time. We want to see your redemption. We want to see your glory. We want to see you manifest yourself. God, for the time they lost, for the years they lost, redeem them. Redeem the time. Redeem the time. Redeem the time. Oh, Kariando. Maso Korianda la baba. Makariando lobo sakarianda la baba Korianda. Makarianda la mama sukurianda la baba. Oh, God, we give you praise. Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Father, I declare that the blessings of God will be upon them. Father, I declare, Lord, when they go out from this day, when they leave their homes and go and do work or whatever they plan to do, I declare over them that they are blessed. I declare they are successful. I declare that they are healthy and strong. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Mike, I want to say something before I give it over to you. Pastor Mike, you know me very well. I'm a giver. And I've learned one thing, the principle of the kingdom of darkness. Nothing operates in the kingdom of darkness without blood or without a sacrifice. Mm. And that is why you find that principalities and darkness, they demand lives. And people willingly and openly offer sacrifices. And when it comes to the church, the devil has blinded the eyes of people. That in time of giving, we give. We believe if we give, we lose. You don't never lose. You never lose. And you don't give because, you know, you want something. You give because you love God, because you know and you trust God that that seed that you're giving it an assignment. Today, I want you to plant a seed and give it an assignment that that mountain you have has to move.
Amen.
Give. I don't know how they're going to give Bishop Mike. I do not know, but you can explain to them. But I want them to plant a seed and give it an assignment that that mountain that they have been facing for all these years has to move. And it will move in the name of Jesus. Plant that seed, but give it an assignment. Name your seed. You got to. And then after naming, you got to believe it that it's going to happen. Don't just give because of kids. I'm telling you to give. I want you to name it. And because you, when you plant it, you're going to expect it to bring forth. You're going to expect it to deliver. You got to expect a harvest. So please, Bishop, I give it to you.
Praise the Lord. My God, you have spoken to us some amazing things today. Your message was loaded and loaded over and over. And I want to encourage everyone that is that's participated today to please listen to this this stream, this video. Again, we're going to post it online because it was so loaded with information, details, that I know, I am certain of it, that you missed a lot. And you need to go back and listen to this again and again. But let me take it up from where you just started, and I'm going to ask you to lead us some more, you know, with and some prayer points, some prayer declarations, and then after that, I'm going to take it up. You just mentioned about giving. In Mark 11, the Lord Jesus Christ says, you know, if have God's kind of faith, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. The context of that particular passage of scripture comes from an experience of the Lord who's approaching a fig tree that it wasn't the season for to bear fruit. But the Lord was going to that tree expecting to have something from a tree which season it was not to produce figs. And the Bible says Jesus answered it. He answered that tree, in essence. Because in the spirit realm, even trees talk. In the spirit realm, mountains have ears. And he says, nobody's going to eat any fruit out of you. He answered it. Why? Because the tree was busy saying, it's not my season to give. It's not my time to give. And Jesus says, and when he says about mountains moving, he's saying, just like that tree died because it refused to give, I want you to know on the flip side that when you are a giver and you speak in the word of God, mountains move for you. The tree could not produce and died to its roots because it did not give, it did not release. Today, I declare over your life that you are going to be fruitful in season and out of season, because Jesus wanted to change the season of that fig tree. Wanted it to produce at all times. And I speak to you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will be a producer in every season, and every mountain must move. Because you speak like God speaks. God says, overcomers have a reward. And I Amen. Declare this day that the forces of darkness are being pushed back. You know, man of God, we just finished, before this particular conference, the Lord has commissioned us to have a conference every month this year. And he's been releasing to us great generals all around the world. It's incredible what God is doing. That we can even
I know we are friends, but you're so busy. One of the times I was talking to you, you were out there doing the work of the Lord. He said to me, he said, the enemy is capitalizing on the times, and things are moving so fast, faster than they should, on the timings of God on how things should happen. Because we know the script, there's going to be an antichrist. We know the script, there's going to be a rapture. We know the script, mm-hmm. Jesus is going to come back. But the enemy found a way to move so fast. And he said to me, he said, on the last day of that conference, he said, I want you to push back the darkness and redeem the times. Set up a spiritual warfare conference. So I prayed the prayer. That week, I believe it was, or the week before, the Pope had embraced homosexuality and transgender and all of this, and was speaking a blessing on it. And God says, back all of it up. Did you know, just yesterday, the Catholic Church, the Pope and the Catholic Church backed off and they said, no, we cannot bless homosexuality and that lifestyle anymore, because we pushed back the darkness. And I tell you today, child of God, you and I are going to push back the darkness, because it's not time for the devil to roam around any which way he wants to. This is our season. The greatest time of the Church of Jesus Christ is now. And you're going to see this pushback. In this council culture, we are going to counsel the culture of the enemy and establish the flag of the kingdom of God and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. The devil's a liar. Your home does not belong to the devil. Your business does not belong to the devil. The economy does not belong to the devil. You're going to see a lot of reversing of things that they've put in motion. All the things that they've been planning is falling apart now, because we are pushing back the darkness.
Yes.
Right there in Tanzania, you push back the darkness. Sure, the devil came and said, let me take out this general. It's one of them that's pushing back and saying, Corona cannot have its way in our country. And your country never did shut down. You didn't shut down. You didn't go through all of that stuff that everybody else is going through. So the enemy came after you. Then let me take this one out, and then I'll take the other one out, and I'll take the other one out, and I'll take the other one. The devil's a liar. He got to one of your key leaders in your nation and was going after another key leader in your nation, but the devil's a liar. Nobody is going to fall under the spell of that evil one, for Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You died. I heard you telling this, and I said, what? Yes. All this time I've been talking to you, you didn't tell me that you died and you came back alive. Oh, you have the resurrection life of Jesus Christ inside of you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Let me say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you minister some more prayers. You know, as I listened to you, I reflected on this. Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? The Lord began to speak that word into my spirit, and I heard you start sharing about dying and how everything was done. And the Lord said to me, he said, do you know that the children of darkness don't have to pray and do spiritual warfare to get the stuff that they get? I said, yes. I said, but we have to. He said, yes. He said, do you know why? I said, I think I do, but what do you have to say about it? He said, the devil gives it to them because he wants their soul. He says, you have to fight to get what belongs to you. He says, but after they get what they've got, they lose their soul. He says, but you fight and resist the devil. You get what is rightfully yours, but your soul is forever eternally saved. So you get both eternity and you get the blessings of the Lord. But you fight. But you know what? When you fight, you train your muscles.
Oh, yes.
We're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Of His might.
Oh, we're not afraid of fighting. Ah,
come on.
Because the one who fights for us is the sovereign Lord, and we rest in Him. Oh, glory be to God. And we get what is ours.
Yes.
And we price it. Not afraid. Thank God for His grace.
I want to encourage everybody. I want to encourage you that are watching this program. You've got to understand what we're saying. It's real. It's true. I'm so scared because what I passed through, and God said every word we shall give an account to. And then I want you to understand, you know, we don't really understand. God said, let there be light. Word. Life and death are in the power of our tongue, our words. This is why I said to you, when you give your offering, if you just can speak and give that offering an assignment, Bishop Mark, in one month after coming back, 1 month, I had to take a rest for a month. And after next month, in 1 month, I've seen the blessings that I struggled for many, many years, for over 20 years, just in 1 month, being released. When we become accountable for every word we speak. Many preachers don't understand this because they think that they can speak every word and try and add to themselves words. I'm speaking to you that are watching this program, and I'm telling you that seed of yours, give it an assignment. Just give it. It won't return to you void. It will accomplish what you assigned it for. You want to see a financial breakthrough? Give it. Bishop said, the world, they are submitted to the devil. So the devil gives it to them because they've obeyed him. We fight it because he doesn't want us to have it. But when you submit to God, and then you give that seed of yours an assignment,
hallelujah,
there's a thousandfold blessing coming. And it's going to be so fast. I'm telling you, it's going to be so fast. In 1 month, I've seen restoration in 1 month. It's going to happen to you, my brother, to you, my sister, to you who's watching this program. I want you to believe for restoration. God, cancel my debts. I want you to know there is a power in your words. Don't just speak. Believe every word is life, and every word is spirit. It will come back. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. It's time for the church to see the blessing overflow and overtake them. There is wealth transfer coming to the church. Wealth transfer coming to the body of Christ. Wealth transfer coming to those who are submitted to God. All God wants is your simple obedience. Yes, Lord. And do it, and you'll see what he'll do for you. So, brother, I want them to obey. Just obey. The numbers on the screen, you can send in your check or send in this email. I don't know, Mike. You can help them.
There is information right on the screen, you know, where how they can send their resources. The address is there. If you want to mail it, there's an e-transfer mode here in Canada that you can send by e-transfer. You can go to our website, gloryandpeace.com, and there is a donate button right there, and you can use that also and give through the website. So the information that they need is right there. And child of God, I am praying right now that you let God speak to you so that you know exactly what he wants from you. Just like he said about that fig tree, don't today, when God is asking you to give something, say, I can't. God hates that. If he's asking you, he knows that you can. So whatever that amount is, just release it by faith. Say, God, yes, I hear you. I'm going to do it right now. And God will supernaturally release resources into your hands to do what it's asking you to do. And that is going to change your season permanently. The fig tree had a normal time of producing fruit, but Jesus came to change the season of that tree forever in a good, positive way. But because it refused to do what Jesus was wanting it to do, it changed its life in the negative forever and never produce another fruit. That will not be your story. You're going to be using fruit in every season of your life, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God,
give us two prayer points, more prayer points that you like us to address tonight, if you have. And yes. And then when you're done, I'm going to just spend a few more minutes with the saints and do accordingly. But while he's giving us these prayer points and all of that, do take note, the information is still going to be on the screen so that you can immediately begin to dispense that offering. And I'm certain this information, the giving information, was on the screen all through the time of this service, so that you had that information. And just keep on sending it. Just keep on sending it, and God will keep on blessing you. Doctor, please. Little yes. More prayer points.
I just want to put an emphasis when you were speaking about the harvest. Jesus says, don't say that the harvest is going to come after 4 months. I'm hearing the word now. There's a harvest for every obedient child. And not only a harvest, a bumper harvest. I proclaim it. I declare it. A bumper harvest in every aspect of your life. Let the Spirit of God turn every form of financial hardship out of your life into financial blessing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I declare the power of God, the joy of the Lord to be their portion. Every hardship to be removed and your joy to come in the name of Jesus. I declare that nothing will take your happiness. I release a fresh baptism of the fullness of joy and glory to come into your lives in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I decree and I declare that every weakness in your lives is turned to divine strength. For henceforth, they shall experience unexplainable breakthroughs in every area of their life in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that God shall bless them and enlarge their territory. Oh God, enlarge your territory, enlarge your businesses, enlarge your churches, enlarge. From henceforth, the blessings of the Lord shall overflow in your life and amaze and astound them. Friends and foe will be astounded with what you shall do to your lives.
Yes.
Lord, I declare that they shall operate in the realm of blessings. I declare it, that they shall operate in a realm of health, a realm of success, a realm of overcoming demonic forces. I declare, oh Father God, that there is a miraculous hand of God in raw action. Lord, let this see an action of the mighty hand of God manifest in your life. Lord, by the blood covenant that was shed on the cross of Calvary, Lord, I declare a new chapter to be opened in your lives, a chapter of solutions, a chapter of blessings, double grace, and miracles in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare restoration, and I proclaim total restoration in every aspect of their life. Whatever was damaged in their life, oh God, I speak total restoration and declare a brand new replacement in their lives. In Jesus' name, Father, every form of harassment in their lives, every spirit of barrenness, Lord, anti-marriage, poverty, rejection, I curse them from their lives. It shall not accompany them on their journey of love and life in Jesus' name. Oh God, I declare it. I declare supernatural increase to overtake them in every way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much, man of God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your time, your precious time with us. I think time possibly is the most precious of things that God has given to us. And I heard you when you said,
I love you, brother.
Love you.
And I tell you, we just got to do something for the kingdom.
Yes.
That's all I can say. We're not here for anything else, but we're here to bring a new strength into the body of Christ.
Amen.
A new strength in people's lives that have given up hope. That's our assignment. That's all we got to do. That's all we have on earth to do, nothing else. And my prayer is for people just to learn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, especially in giving. Many people love praying, but when the time comes to release what is in your hand, we take it so hard to release what is in our hands. Only if we knew what was in God's hands, we would release what is in our hands. May you release what is in your hands so that you allow God to release what is in his hands for your life. Love you, my friends. Love you, my brothers. Love you, pastors and bishops, apostles and prophets. May God bless you all in Jesus' name. Welcome to Tanzania, the land of Kilimanjaro. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. You know something? If I let you go, the last
15 or so minutes. After you've talked about submission and knowing that the battle is a real battle and about obedience and about knowing the truth and putting on the whole armor of God, you've ended the last segment with giving. And this is a spiritual warfare conference. Mm-hmm. And we're wrapping up with giving. Mm-hmm. It is not by accident, because this is one of the tools in your arsenal against the enemy. It is the one place at the very beginning with Cain and Abel where the enemy showed up. It is a powerful weapon, given. That's how God saved you and I. It was through giving. He did spiritual warfare with giving of his life. And I'm convinced, just like his word says, there will always be seed time and harvest time in the economy of God. That God is saying to us right now, this very moment, part of what you need to do in your submission, in your obedience, is learn how to give. You will break the backbone of the enemy with your giving. So do it. Do it. If you've not learned that secret, learn it now. Giving is part of the way you break out into your destiny. Will you do it tonight? God bless you. Thank you, man of God, for giving us your time. May God prosper you. And the blessings that you have experienced in 1 month that covers what you did for the last 20 years, we are receiving that same grace right now for supernatural speed, not only in the realm of the spirit, but right here in the natural realm. Thank you once again. We'll keep on chatting while I continue with the saints here to wrap up. I love you, and I thank God for you. Please extend our warm greetings to your dear wife and to your son and daughter and the saints at Agape Church worldwide. God bless you. Love you, my friend.
Love you. Love you. God bless
you. Namaste.
Hallelujah. Oh God. What a powerful word tonight. We serve a living God. Amen. It's Job who said in the 19th chapter of Job, in the 25th verse, and please keep on giving, and the prayer lines are open. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer lives. And that he shall stand. Praise God. He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Our Redeemer lives and our Redeemer stands. Amen? He stands. I say our Redeemer stands. Glory be to God. And when our God stands, it is trouble for the devil. Glory be to God. When our Redeemer stands, he's welcoming men and women to higher levels of honor. The God who sits decides to stand. He stands for people that are willing to give their all to him. Today, we are going to declare the word of the Lord, and we're going to say, Father, stand in the earth. Stand in the earth. And speak into this earth. speak into my world. Hallelujah. What is he going to do? He's going to stand, and as my Redeemer, he's going to speak. In Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, we read these words. He says, "Is not my word like as a fire?" Fuego. Say the Lord, unlike a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I got a text message during the service. I asked for a gavel. Remember, I was asking for a gavel. I couldn't wait. I went and I ordered some. But I got a text during the service and said the text was about a gavel that was on the way already. That's a hammer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every rock shall be broken. Whatever it is that has been resisting you shall fall apart. Hallelujah. 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 The victory is ours. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray in just a moment. Before we wrap up in prayer, I want to remind you about the meetings that are coming up. Don't forget what I just said with you. It's still in the same flow. We have a meeting coming up during the what people call the Resurrection Holy Week, Good Friday, to some people call it Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday. Amen? And I want you to just behold that. What does it say? What do you see right there that is bold before you? It is finished. Hallelujah. It is what? Finished. It says the Good God Conference. Amen? The Good God Conference. God himself called it the Good God Conference. Hallelujah. Good God. Woo! Something incredible is going to happen. Amen? But last night, the Lord gave a word, gave instruction. He said, next Sunday night is going to be a celebration night. We'll call it a Tehillah night. Amen? And as I was heading home, the Lord began to speak a name, brought to my mind a particular individual, and that talked with some time back about ministering, you know, praise and worship and all of that. Our praise and worship team is going to be the main team that Sunday, that's next Sunday coming up. But we're going to have that Tehillah night. Oh, look at me. I'm looking sharp there. And look at Mama. Sheesh. Oh, I'm going with style. Well, that's because we're celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to have Emil Bridges. He's going to be with us. He's going to minister to us for about 10 or so minutes. But our praise and worship team is going to be the main team driving everything. And so we're going to have this very special time together just celebrating God. So I want you to come with your dancing shoes. Amen. Ready to dance. Celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't come like a stiff. Be flexible. Glory be to God. We are going to celebrate the victory that God has won for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's how we're going to enter. Hallelujah. Someone say, victory is ours. Amen. Okay, rise with me. focus is going to release that word of the Lord and say, God, let your word go forth like fire. It consumes. Amen? And let it be like a hammer. See, when the fire goes at metal or at rock, on a rock, it softens it. So life is going to be easier for you and I. Amen? Things are going to be easy. Everything is going to be shaped, hallelujah, in its proper place. You receive that? Amen? I'm going to ask Mama to come and lead us in that intensity. In the book of Judges, hallelujah, God, she's coming. Judges chapter 5, Judges 5 and verse 26. Oh, this is so appropriate. Wow. This is why the Lord says I should call you to come up. There was an enemy, Caesarea, that was just harassing the people of God. But God raised up a woman. Hallelujah. And when the enemy came, he thought he had safety where she was. But she gave her something to calm him down. And he laid himself to sleep. And the Bible says she put her hand to the nail. She had the hammer. It says, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. Somebody say, hammer. And with the hammer, she smote Caesarea. She smote off his head. Glory be to God. That enemy is going to be headed today. When she had pierced and stricken through his temples. We are going to reconfigure the mind of the enemy tonight. Glory be to God. Take us. Glory.
All I want you to do is to declare the word of God is a hammer. So where's the word of God? The word of God says his word is nigh thee. Where?
Even in my mouth.
Even your mouth. So the word of God is in your mouth. The word of God is a hammer.
Yes.
The word of God is fire.
Yes.
Remember yesterday I told you, I said when you speak, you are sprinkling the blood. Mm. So the word is in your mouth.
Yes.
The power of life and death is in your mouth. Mm. What you're hearing in the conferences, you've been taught. The difference is application. You got to do your part.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I got to do my part.
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 You cannot be born in Africa or be a Christian in Africa and don't know what spiritual warfare means. Because you will be tried the very day you give your life to Jesus. So you either swim or sink. We swim.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You either win or die. We win.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So when the man of God said coconut shell speaks, that's very foreign to the logical mind. You go to your doctor and say, coconut shell was talking to me today. Where you be in the psych ward? That's where they put them. That's what we do in the Western world. You go and see a shrink right away. But the person keeps saying, but I saw things. See, it's so foreign. Because the spirit world is more real than the natural world. Just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It is there. So the word of God, again, you're going to destroy things with your own self.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
With your own mouth. Because you know the devils you are fighting with. So, intent. That's what I told us yesterday. Again, what did I say? Intent. So what is the thing you want to destroy? What I'm destroying and what you're destroying are different. You need to know what it is. So get it ready in your mind. So when we say hammer, you know what you're hammering.
Yeah.
Say amen. You amen. Don't just say, I hammer, fire what?
Hallelujah.
You got to know. So have you prepared yourself?
Yes.
All right. So stay focused. So we're going to do it. You know, it took one woman to take down the strong man. And where's your temple? Where's the this is it. That's the same place you were talking about yesterday, where the amygdala, just between your two ears, your head here and there. You're going to pierce. You know, when you destroy the head, the body follows.
That's right.
David had to cut off Goliath's head.
That's right.
Once the head is cut off, Goliath and all his cohorts were defeated.
That's right.
Where the head goes, the body goes. So cut off the head, and that body of the enemy can never follow again.
In the name of Jesus.
So are you ready?
Yes.
Everybody has what they are dealing with. If you're dealing with pornography tonight, cut off that head.
Amen.
Get your hammer ready and chisel it down. Bang it. So we're going to do an action. So when I say hammer, you go like that. Or you're hammering the things for yourself. Amen? All right. 1, 2, 3, go. Hammer! Fire! Hammer! Fire! Hammer! Fire! Fire with the word of God. Every demonic thing that's been troubling you and your family, every single one of them, every demon of sickness, every demon of poverty, every demon of lack, every demon of pornography, every demon of lies, every demon of failure, every demon of struggling, every demon of strife, I say, hammer them! In the name of Jesus, the word of God pierce you through now and cut off your head and dismantle your head to pieces. You are rendered useless. Your mind and your actions are completely destroyed in the name of Jesus. The word of God pierce through you and you are no longer functioning in my life, in my family, not in Glory and Peace Church, not in Mike Zeno Ministries, not in any of the Ephesinos, not in the Atrigios, not the Educares, not anyone. You begin to call what you need to call for yourself. Say, I hammer them out in the name of Jesus with the word of the Lord and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, the enemies that have been troubling my life and my family and our ministry, we see them no more. Now, hammer one more time. Hammer! In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. By your spirit, we have done this action. Not by might or power, but by your spirit. We've sent this word to work, and we thank you for testimonies. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for divine health,
yes.
Divine restoration,
yes.
Divine wealth,
yes.
Divine breakthrough, yes. Answers to prayers. In the name of Jesus, open doors, doors of glory, doors of blessings, doors of opportunities, doors of ministry, influx of people,
yes.
Multiplied anointing, multiply for multiplication in everything, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
yes, Father.
People of God are choosing to obey you,
yes,
to love you, to serve you,
hallelujah.
And to choose God and let go of everything that has hindered them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for breakthrough. Those who have been doing drugs, you are free in the name
in
of Jesus.
Jesus mighty
the
name.
Power of darkness is broken off your mind.
In Yeshua's name.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those who have been prostituting, you are free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The power of darkness is broken from your mind.
Yes, Father.
The darkness of this world have no power over you. I say, let there be light.
Hallelujah.
Let there be light.
Hallelujah.
Let there be light.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
those who are sick in their body, you are free. The power of darkness is gone out of your body. In the name of Jesus. Any type of sickness and disease that's controlled by demonic realm, they are removed from your body.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for victory.
Yes.
We thank you for total health that has been restored to your people.
Amen.
They are healed, they are delivered, they are restored, and they are made whole.
Amen.
And they have a testimony.
Amen.
And thank you for wealthy people.
Yes.
Members of Glory and Peace Church and the extended family, you are wealthy.
Amen.
The enemy that has been stealing through any kind of problem from your life, today they cease and desist in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for multiplication of wealth.
Yes. Lord.
Answers to prayer.
Yes, Lord.
People in this house have money.
Yes.
They have abundance.
Yes.
They have properties. Their homes are paid for.
Amen.
Their vehicles are paid for.
Amen.
They are a debt-free nation.
Amen.
A debt-free people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you've made them great and mighty. Mm. And we thank you for comfort for your sons and your daughters.
Amen.
And we thank you for our extended families, both biological, spiritual, extended families and partners all over the world. Mm. You are giving miracles to
Amen.
Everyone. Thank you for the upcoming meeting. They will be so successful. These ones have been and more to come. We give you glory and honor and adoration and praise for what you have done. And we thank you for the connections you've given to us, to all these wonderful men and women of God. We bless them and their family. We thank you for the sacrifice of love. Remember them and answer their prayers.
Yes, Father.
As you answer ours.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get your communion while you're holding on to that. I'll do one more thing that the Lord said to do. The assignment is to push back the darkness and to redeem the times. In Judges 5, and if you don't have your elements of communion, please raise your hand and you'll be served. In Judges 5, verse 2 says, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Glory and Peace Church. Praise ye the Lord for the avenging," call your name and your family, Michael Ifizino's family. Amen. "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel." And watch this now. "When the people willingly offered themselves." That's how God avenged. When they willingly offered themselves. There's a connection between those two. Did you see it? I didn't write the Bible. Judges 5:2. And then watch this now. "Hear, O ye kings." Verse 3. "Give ear, O ye princes." These are principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, whether they be spiritual or natural. It says, "Hear, O ye kings. Give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing unto the Lord." That's what we're going to be doing next Sunday evening together. "I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel." Amen? And watch the next thing. "Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth," what? "Trembled. And the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai, from before the Lord God of Israel." Everything is going to be impacted. Hallelujah. Everything changes. God is on the move. And we are in Him. And we are in the move with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say it again. Fire!
Fire!
Hammer!
Fire!
Fire!
Hammer!
Fire!
Fire!
Hammer!
Fire!
Every circumstance is addressed, known and unknown to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yahweh is on the move. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We're going to take off this body.
Oh, I got to share. You know,
go.
I, And the Lord showed me. So I, this is on. Okay. Yeah. I had a vision I was going to share with them before, you know. Like during the beginning of the service, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw, you know, a welder, you know, like a welder's torch,
yeah,
where you have like the fire coming, yes, out of the distance.
Yes.
I did see it. I saw it like this. So I don't know if some of you saw me doing like this. So I was firing some stuff and burning off some stuff. I saw that thing going like that, just burning every wickedness and destroying things, you know. So I did see it very clearly. So I say, wow. I didn't even know we're going to be praying fire.
The Lord just spoke to me about it.
The
Lord just spoke to me about it.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Just before I came up.
Yeah, before you do the communion, I know I was asked to pray already. So make this gesture. I did it. I personally did it for me already and for the people I love, for you guys. But you need to do for yourself. So take your torch. Do you see the torch in your hand?
Yes.
All right. So now make a 360 degree circles and burn everything.
Everything that does not belong in my life is
burn everything.
Burnt off, burnt
that
off.
Is wickedness. Burn wickedness. Burn the works of Satan. Burn demonic
things. Every satanic
everything
agenda,
they have planted
every
and everything that they have set against
the evil
you,
one, burnt
the fire and the hammer
the
of God
of Jesus,
and his touch,
we give you
fire,
to God.
Burn every one of them.
Burn up
in evil. The name
burn
of Jesus.
Of amen.
Say they are all burnt up.
In Jesus' mighty name, all burnt up.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Never forget that. Next time things are happening, you have it. Do you have your own? So I said, Lord, I keep this. Can I keep this? He said, yes. So it's mine.
Amen. It's mine.
So don't come around, you'll be burnt. You know, the fire could not burn Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they were one with God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
The consuming fire showed up inside the fire. Mm.
Glory to God.
There's a fire within a fire. Mm. One day I will teach you guys. I've been saying little things to you. A place within a place, a realm within a realm. There is that fire. So you have yours. Do you take your own instrument home? And you use it. They are spiritual things. So you can keep it and use that arsenal.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
All right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mountains are melting.
Right now. Yes.
Before the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we remember you. We remember you. We remember you. At this table of blessing, we remember. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that you've done exceedingly, far beyond anything that we dare ask or think, according to your power that is working in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. We take off this body and we eat. And we declare, O God, that even as we are sanctified by the taking of this body, that judgment, O God, has come upon the enemy and all his cohorts. Amen. Every principality, every power, every rule of the darkness of this world, all spiritual wickedness are judged now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break free and we break loose from every limitation. For we declare that you are sovereign. You are Lord forever. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes, in yes. Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Take and eat.
A lot about the blood, so of the cup of covenant, cup of blessing, cup of redemption. I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
So you take in the one that has paid for everything for you. Everything is taken care of in your
Hallelujah.
Life. All your enemies have been destroyed.
Yes, Father.
That sickness and disease have no power over you. Lack have no power over you.
Oh God, we give you
sorrow and shame have no power over you.
Hallelujah, Father.
Death have no power over you.
Hallelujah.
You heard the man of God. He said he died and he came back. Yeah, you know, we know him. Even the way he was speaking is different.
It's totally different.
Yes, that's not how he normally talks. So you can tell. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's literally counting his words. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
So you're going to say, my speech is corrected right now.
My speech is corrected right now.
First of all, say, Lord.
Lord.
I repent.
I repent.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your forgiveness.
My speech is corrected.
My speech is corrected.
My speech is corrected.
My speech is corrected.
My words are corrected.
My words are corrected.
I am an obedient child of God.
I'm an obedient child of God.
I will eat the good of the land.
I will eat the good of the land.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You are blessed and you are highly favored of the Lord. Continue to enjoy him and walk in his fullness, recognizing that God stands with you in the earth. And because he stands with you, you can never fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, tomorrow, our regular Bible study. And Friday is our prayer night. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to have a wonderful time also in the presence of God. And then we're going to wrap up Sunday evening with an hour plus of just celebration. Amen? Amen. Come full of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is good.
God bless.
We love you guys. And those of you on YouTube and Facebook Live, good night. See you tomorrow.
Bless you. Shalom.
And then we'll go on to chat with us on Zoom.